This programming sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester. Talk radio for Catholic life to start your day.
Morning Air
on Relevant Radio with Glenn Leverins. Here's your host, John Harper.
Good morning. 5 minutes after the hour on Friday, May 24th, 2019. Six after the hour now on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Here we are at the start of the Memorial Day weekend. Of course, we call it the unofficial start to summer, but Memorial Day is really meant to honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our country. Last Sunday, nearly 1,000 Catholics were at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception to honor the men and women who have served in the United States Armed Forces, both living and deceased. It was the 25th annual Memorial Mass of the Archdiocese for the Military Services, attended by service members of all branches from the United States Armed Forces, senior military officials, veterans, family members, including Gold Star mothers. The Mass celebrated by His Excellency, the Most Reverend Timothy Broglio, who is the Archbishop of Military Services and is joining us this morning. Archbishop Broglio, good morning. Welcome back. It's good to have you on.
Good morning. Thank you very much. It's good to be back with you.
Please share one of the points that you made in your homily last Sunday, that true service to the nation is an expression of fidelity to Christ's command to love.
Well, and I think that's very true. We fundamentally love in the fulfillment of our vocation on a day-to-day basis, and certainly men and women who serve our country exemplify that love in self-giving and in the service to all of us, in assuring our safety and ensuring also the values on which this country has been founded.
Archbishop Broglio, how do we keep the men and women that are serving right now in war for us front of mind when so often what's going on in the battlefield isn't in the front of the headlines?
Well, that is a problem, and I think it's important to pray for these men and women, to be aware of the fact that after almost 20 years of war, they are tired. It is a continual cycle of deployments, and so it's important that we try to remember them, and particularly in our parishes, if you have family members of those who are deployed, just to look out for ways that you might encourage them or might even lend them a hand, because it is a moment it is a time of separation, and that's always a time of hardship, particularly in the life of a family.
Archbishop Broglio, for those priests who are in service in service to the United States of America, when you're in a war situation, how do you not let your own fears in a war zone get in the way when you have to minister to that soldier who's right in front of you?
Well, I think there the chaplains have long exhibited an exemplary heroism of putting others first, and that's not to say that they're without fear, but certainly when we look at some of the heroes among the Catholic chaplains, it's quite amazing what they were able to accomplish out of love for their brothers and sisters. And I think that is that love that motivates them, spurs them forward, and helps them look beyond the fear to the good that they can accomplish.
Archbishop Broglio, just to get a snapshot into kind of the daily lives of chaplains as they head toward military service, what's the extent of the military training they have to be safe while they do their work as well?
Well, all of the chaplains do go through about a two-month training course, which includes training for combat situations. And then, of course, if they are going to be deployed, there's extra training that's offered with the units that they're going to be deployed with. So they are, and then, of course, they're protected by, they're called by different names according to the different branches, but they are protected by their chaplain assistants.
Do you have enough chaplains, Archbishop Broglio?
Oh, no. We are far short of, we only have 200 on active duty right now, and we probably would need about 500 to accomplish the tasks that are assigned to us.
How do you go about recruiting them?
Two ways, really. One, we have a thriving co-sponsored seminarian program. So we have about 45 men studying in various seminaries who, if they are ordained, will work for 3 years in their diocese and then come on active duty for at least five. And to support that program, we pay for half of their formation. The archdiocese pays for half of their formation costs. And the second thing is, the second avenue is each branch that has a chaplain corps, so the Army, Navy, and the Air Force, have recruiters who are priests and who concentrate on bringing priests into the respective service. The Archdiocese for Military Services also sponsors once a year a program called For God and Country, where we invite 10 diocesan or religious order priests to come to Washington, experience the life of a chaplain, and most importantly, talk to the men and women that they would eventually serve as chaplains. And this program has been very, very successful. I'm indebted to Deacon Mike Yaker, my chaplain, my chancellor, who started this program several years ago.
Archbishop Broglio, does operating in a life or death situation as a soldier still open one up to a relationship with the Lord as much as ever? Just that that openness to religion being in a life or death situation?
I really believe that it does, because I think when you're faced with the possibility of the rapid end of your existence, you do ask many, many fundamental questions. And I think that's one of the reasons why the armed forces are still the largest source of priestly vocations in the United States today. In this 2019, more than 22% came from of those ordained this year came from either military families or from prior service. So that's quite a statistic.
We're blessed to be spending time with Archbishop Timothy Broglio, who is the Archbishop for the Military Services here in the United States of America, here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Archbishop Broglio, you see a lot of division here in our country, division on so many levels. What can we learn from those in service to our country who put, especially the chaplains and all men and women, who put their lives on the line for all the people?
Well, I think that is something that they can teach us. That willingness to look beyond differences in policy or differences in moving forward and trying to consider the greater good and the things that unite us rather than concentrating on those things that divide us. I realize that in the heat of many of the issues of our day, people tend to forget that we are fundamentally all brothers and sisters, and that we are all endowed with human dignity. And so we should respect that dignity in the other, even if we choose to disagree with his or her position. Discourse, even political discourse, can be civil. It doesn't have to be so partisan that we fail to recognize this great dignity that the other one shares with us.
Archbishop Broglio, in the early days of fighting in the Middle East, shortly after 9/11, there were various reports that fighting in Muslim countries, some of the men and women in uniform weren't allowed to practice Christianity and have some Christian items with them as freely as they might elsewhere. Was or is that still true to any degree?
I think that if someone's uniformed in Saudi Arabia, he or she might not be able to wear a religious symbol on the uniform, but in general, in the Middle East, they do wear. If a chaplain is a Christian chaplain, he does wear a cross on his uniform, and that's respected. Of course, generally, they don't wear the uniforms outside of the military installations. That's also a security provision as well.
Archbishop Broglio, in a combat situation, what is a day in the life of a chaplain like? What does he do?
Well, he'll certainly offer mass for those of his unit, for those who are able to participate. He might go, particularly in an Army or a Marine situation, he might go out with a patrol offering support. Obviously, he's not armed, but he does offer that moral support. And then, of course, particularly in the evenings when life tends to wind down on in a deployed location. He's available for counseling. He can help the men and women in uniform with any particular problems they might have, and just be available to them.
Archbishop Broglio, we've heard great heroic stories of chaplains down through the years in military service. Is there a particular story or stories that really stand out and inspire you?
There are a number of them. I think particularly looking back to the period of the Second World War and then Korea and Vietnam, we have some really exemplary chaplains. Father Vervis Lafleur from Lafayette, Louisiana, who died on a prison ship pushing men and women to, or pushing soldiers, I should say, to safety. That was at the end of the Second World War, the end of the occupation of the Philippine Islands. Or Father Capon, who carried a fellow prisoner of war to the prison camp and saved his life, and then continued to minister to the men and women until he himself succumbed to pneumonia and died in that camp. Or Father Vincent Capodanno, who ministered to Marines on a battlefield in Vietnam and was actually shot and killed as he sheltered a fellow Marine. These are all really tremendous stories. In fact, there's just been a book put out, Soldiers of a Different Cloth, which is all about chaplains in the Second World War, about Catholic priests in the Second World War. And it's quite an impressive story that the author has weaved together. Most of the chaplains have something to do with Notre Dame University or the Order of the Holy Cross, but that doesn't take away from the fact that they really are heroic men who gave their all in service of those entrusted to their pastoral care and also in service to the country.
And another story that we came to know about Archbishop Broglio was a young priest from the Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis. This goes back about 15 years. He was deployed to Iraq, Father Timothy Vacock. And he wrote home.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and he wrote home to his sister, and he said, and really it's a message for all of us. And he said in this letter, the safest place for me to be is in the center of God's will. And if that's in the line of fire, that's where I will be. He mails the letter, and coming back from Mass, the truck that he was traveling in was struck by an IED, an improvised explosive device, seriously injured, brought back to the States, a lot of neurological damage, passed away in 2009. But that message of the safest place for me to be is the center of God's will for whatever our vocation is today, it's a very important message coming from this chaplain who gave his life.
Yes, it is. And he was a very impressive figure. I managed to meet him before he passed away. I visited him up in home that where he was being cared for, and it was impressive to see him and to see the progress that he was making, actually. And then, of course, unfortunately, had a relapse and passed away. His family gave us his chalice, so the Archdiocese has his chalice, which is used occasionally to remember him and also to remember all of his fellow chaplains and the sacrifices that they make.
On this Memorial Day weekend, we've been blessed to spend time with His Excellency, the Most Reverend Timothy Broglio, who is the Archbishop for the Military Services. Archbishop Broglio, thank you for the generous amount of your time. Could you give a special blessing to those who are listening, to those who are in service to the United States, and certainly Memorial Day weekend, those who have given the ultimate sacrifice for our country and their families, please?
I would be happy to. Father in heaven, look with love upon all of us who gather this morning in prayer. In a special way, protect those who fight to defend our nation far from home. Give all of us the memory and the willingness to live and to serve others. And we pray, as always, through Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you forever and ever.
Amen. Archbishop Timothy Broglio, the Archbishop for the Military Services in the United States. Archbishop Broglio, thank you. God bless you. You will be in our prayers.
Thank you very much. And God bless you all, too. Bye-bye.
Time now is 20 minutes after the hour here on Morning Air. And for those of you in the New York metropolitan area, this is Fleet Week. And so you will see a number of naval officers and enlisted men on the streets of New York go up and say thank you and God bless you, or maybe say a prayer for them if you see them today in the New York area. 20 minutes after the hour, as we head into Memorial Day and the warmer weather, have you noticed that dress is getting a little bit different in your parish? How to appropriately dress for Mass? We'll talk about that next on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.